Live from the front lines of freedom in the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gerber Show. God bless America for June 4th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a convicted sex offender was at the heart of Bob Mueller's Russia investigation. And that same key witness has now been charged with bringing kiddie porn into the United States. Wow, that's a credible witness, Bob. Two, the Department of Justice and the House are both focused on dealing with big tech and tackling the big issues of antitrust and whether companies like Google and Amazon have gotten too big for themselves and need to be investigated and then reined in. And number one, the president makes the most of a whirlwind state visit to the United Kingdom. The president spent time greeting Prince Charles and the Queen before being hosted at a state dinner. And you know what he looked like? Here's what Donald Trump looked like. Brace yourselves. He looked like the president of the United States. He conducted himself like the president of the United States. And you know who looked even better than that? Melania. She showed up this outfit that Melania had, this white outfit with this hat, totally Camelot. If you cannot be proud of that as an American, I can't help you. I thought it was fabulous. I thought they looked fabulous. I thought he sounded fabulous. He did not speak off the cuff when he did his prepared remarks and then toasted the Queen. It was perfect, frankly. And the president today, facing some protesters in the streets of London, he goes to meet Theresa May, in about 90 minutes' time, I guess. And protesters gathering in the streets, they have the Trump blimp out there, the baby Trump blimp, which is interesting to me. Because you have a bunch of children that can't accept the election outcome of 2016 that have been throwing a tantrum ever since, these petulant children, and they're trying to portray the president of the United States as a child. Now, isn't that a bit interesting, considering they might be projecting a wee bit? But I want to share with you some sound from the visit to the UK, state visit, that some complained about. People like Sadiq Khan, the wildly unpopular mayor of London, who the president had some tweet storms with on the way back and forth on his way into the UK. Doesn't matter. Sadiq Khan is irrelevant in the world of politics, really. The Queen, though. Let me tell you about the Queen. I want you to watch the Queen. This is a woman who's almost 94 years old. She's dressed appropriately, speaking eloquently, and delivering the comments perfectly. Let's start with bite number one with the president and the Queen yesterday. Bite one.
Mr. President, I'm delighted to welcome you and Mrs. Trump to Buckingham Palace this evening, just 12 months after our first meeting at Windsor. Visits by American presidents always remind us of the close and long-standing friendship between the United Kingdom and the United States. And I'm so glad that we have another opportunity to demonstrate the immense importance that both our countries attach to our relationship. In the coming days, you will see some of our most treasured historical buildings, speak to the business leaders whose expertise and innovation drive our economies, and meet members of our armed services, past and present. You will also travel to Portsmouth and Normandy to commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
I mean, the woman is an absolute marvel to me. I'm not a royal watcher. I don't care about royal babies or any of that nonsense. But I watch her and I listen to her speak and I'm thinking, she's almost 94 years old. Lucid, clear, in command of the situation, and all the more the Queen, I suppose. Bite number two, truly remarkable woman she is at nearly 94. And the anniversary of D-Day is just a couple of days away now. And so here's the Queen talking more about that in bite number two.
The anniversary of D-Day reminds us of all that our countries have achieved together. After the shared sacrifices of the Second World War, Britain and the United States worked with other allies to build an assembly of international institutions to ensure that the horrors of conflict would never be repeated. While the world has changed, We are forever mindful of the original purpose of these structures, nations working together to safeguard a hard-won peace.
And more remarkable, the Queen was, what, in her 20s? She would have been in her 20s at the end of World War II. I mean, so she remembers the Krieg, the Blitzkrieg, and she remembers the challenges of rationing and Winston Churchill. Of course, she dealt with Winston Churchill a number of times when she was early on as the Queen of England. And the president rose to proclaim the greatness of the bonds that hold America and Britain together. And the president, as I mentioned, Donald Trump sounding, well, presidential. Bite number three.
Our fight is against evil and for a world in which goodness and honor may be the foundation of the life of men in every land. This evening, we thank God for the brave sons of the United Kingdom and the United States who defeated the Nazis and the Nazi regime and liberated millions from tyranny. The bond between our nations was forever sealed in that great crusade. As we honor our shared victory and heritage, we affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future: freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God.
I just find it remarkable that a guy that is so maligned for being a whole host of things and attacked and ridiculed for a whole host of things and criticisms, when put to the test, he's been there before. He knows how to conduct himself in front of kings and queens and people of royalty. And I thought he did a fine job. I'll give you the last bite here from the president, giving great credit to the Queen as an enduring symbol of Britain, of course, and the UK, and of freedom. Bite number four.
From the Second World War to today, Her Majesty has stood as a constant symbol of these priceless traditions. She has embodied the spirit of dignity, duty, and patriotism that beats proudly in every British heart. On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
And make no mistake, the monarchy may be a figurehead in Britain, legally speaking, but the Queen yields and holds real power. And so her gracious acceptance of the President and the First Lady, that means something in England. Means something around the world in places like Australia and South Africa and New Zealand and India and other former colonies. Anyhow, a remarkable state visit. I found it interesting. I found the president to be remarkably presidential. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
In 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking, and they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.